CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Turkey has declared a three-day period of national mourning following a pair of bombings in its capital, Ankara. At least 95 people have been confirmed dead, with over 200 others injured. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says there are strong indications that the attack was perpetrated by two suicide bombers. No group has claimed responsibility yet. The blasts took place as hunters had gathered for a rally organized by the country's main public sector trade union. The rally itself was meant to call for an end to the renewed violence between Turkey's Kurdish rebels and the country's security forces. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is urging local governments to push forward renovations of shanty towns. Li says the renovations not only improve housing conditions for low-income families, but are also a key point for the country's urbanization drive. China has set goals to construct 36 million affordable houses between 2011 and 2015. It is reported that so far 20 million have been completed, with another 12 million under construction. The premier urges local governments to ramp up efforts, including providing financial and tax support, and encourages private capital to take part in the task. China's transport ministry is reportedly working on draft regulations connected to ride-hailing services. Word of this comes after Didi Kuaidi, a dominant ride-hailing app in China, successfully secured a municipal license in Shanghai. The draft regulations will reportedly require car-hailing service providers, like Didi Kuaidi, to hold responsibility for any disputes or accidents. Non-commercial will also be banned from offering these services. At least 17 people are dead after an explosion ripped through a restaurant in the eastern Chinese province of Anhui. The massive explosion on Saturday hit just before noon as people were sitting down for lunch in the downtown core of Wuhu City. A witness said he heard at least two blasts. Initial investigation shows the explosion was probably caused by a gas cylinder that was leaking. Defense officials from the U.S. and Russia held a video conference on Saturday to discuss safe flight operations over Syria. Both countries have been conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets, but the campaigns are uncoordinated. The Pentagon has released a statement calling the discussions professional and saying the tasks focus narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. The U.S. side also says it's been agreed to hold another round of talks in the near future. The U.S. and Russia are holding talks in order to avoid air accidents during conduct of their respective campaigns. A huge military parade has taken place in North Korea's capital, Pyongyang, to mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea. Thousands of North Korean soldiers and other military personnel took part in the event in Kim Il-sung Square in the heart of Pyongyang. The Communist Party of China was represented at the event by Politburo member Liu Yun-shan. He met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Friday night after his arrival, personally delivering a message of congratulations from Xi Jinping. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered a massive boost to the numbers of border police reservists in Jerusalem and across mixed Jewish and Arab cities amid Israel's efforts to quell the spread of violence across the country. It comes after Israeli security forces killed two Palestinians on Saturday in clashes near the border with the Gaza Strip. The two were shot dead as they were taking part in protests near the Israeli border security fence. Tension and violent clashes flared in the West Bank and East Jerusalem after security measures enacted by the Israeli side at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem and following an attack on settlers that killed two Israelis near the West Bank city of Nablus. Egypt has signed a contract to buy two Mistral warships from France. Egypt's president and France's prime minister attended the signing ceremony in Cairo. The ships, which can carry 16 helicopter gunships, 700 troops, and up to 50 armored vehicles each, were originally intended for Russia. The ships were built to Russia's specifications, but the deal fell apart due to the situation in Ukraine. The International Monetary Fund says it will complete an assessment of the Chinese yuan's possible inclusion in its special drawing rights basket by the end of the year. The IMF will then decide to add the renminbi to the SDR basket for 5 years. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.